Skadoobadop. That's all I want to tell you.
That says
all.
It all, Wendy.
It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And every once in a while, we get pitched a guest idea. And there is a family-owned business, actually sister restaurants, Cafe Lucci in Glenview and Bobby's in Deerfield. And they were celebrating Lobster Day. National Lobster Day is September 25th. So they're having a lobster fest to coincide. You said yes before the pitch was even
right.
made.
Yeah.
Bobby's is my spot.
Is that where you go, Steve?
Steve Bertrand goes to Bobby's a lot.
Yeah.
And he has very discerning taste buds. I'll say that about Steve.
Bobby's most Fridays.
Mm.
Well, chef owner Augie Arifi is in the studio. Steve Bertrand, say hi to Augie.
Augie, thank
hi,
you.
Steve. My pleasure.
You go there regularly?
Yeah, that's kind of the spot where I like to go.
Steve has a booth one. You know how Cup had a booth one at yes. Byfield? Steve is always in booth one at Augie's
restaurant. Get the charcuterie board that they offer there.
Oh.
I love these family-owned restaurants because in my personal opinion, and I'm sure it's true, it's your name on the line, so you put all this love and tenderness into your cooking.
Well, it absolutely is because, especially for us, my brother's name is named Bobby, so his name is definitely on the door at all times, so everything relates.
You know, why does he get the talk about that?
Bobby.
Your name can be on this too, Augie.
No, it was actually my idea. You know, he's the
really?
Egomaniac of the family.
And
so
you know what the irony is of having a place called Bobby's in Deerfield, right?
What is
there
that?
There was a movie called Bobby Deerfield
yeah.
with Al Pacino.
Yeah,
yeah.
There was. There's actually an actor out there still named Bobby Deerfield.
Oh, is there? Yeah. That's very funny.
I Googled it once and this guy came up. I'm like, oh, okay.
So what is typically on Bobby's menu in Deerfield?
Bobby's menu is an American bistro. So it's basically what I consider American food is immigrant food because we're a country of immigrants. So you'll come in on a certain day and there's real heavy Mediterranean influence. So there's Greek food, there's Italian food, there's French preparations, there's also Spanish food, some Oriental food. So basically whatever we feel like making
wow.
that day. The menu at Bobby's has been geared over the last 6 years that we've been there now towards the taste of the community.
Mm-hmm.
695 Deerfield Road.
Correct.
In Deerfield.
Correct.
And Cafe Lucci is in Glenview, 609 Milwaukee Avenue.
Yep.
Italian fare?
That's your classic, you know, white tablecloth, formal waiters, Italian restaurant. Sort of a neighborhood spot. We've been there 23 years now. And that's strictly classic Italian, very heavy on pastas, seafood, fresh deliveries every day, steaks, chops, all prime from Allen Brothers here in Chicago. So
what's the one thing, if you were a customer and not one of the owners and the chefs, if you just came in to visit each of those restaurants, what do you recommend on both sides?
I'm a huge pasta guy for myself personally. At Cafe Lucci, there's a pasta dish that we make there called rigatoni melanzane, which is basically a rigatoni with roasted eggplant and fresh mozzarella and a tomato basil sauce, which is simple,
good.
But is just so amazingly good.
Yeah.
And then any of the fish. And we get fish 6 days a week. We're known for our fish. You know, right now, halibut is still running really well for another couple, 3 weeks before season closes. So
yeah. I'd
definitely go that route. If I was to go to Bobby's, Bobby's is a sort of kind of like your, you know, meet and hangout type of place.
Yeah.
You know, it's very heavy on the appetizers. So we have just as many appetizers as we have entrees on the menu.
Appetizers, man.
Yeah,
I could just split them and not do an entree.
Yeah, like me and my girlfriend, Georgia, will go and we'll just sit and have dinner, the two of us, and we'll have calamari, sausage and peppers, we'll have ceviche, we'll have charcuterie.
Augie,
we'll
that's exactly what we do, Augie. We go in on Friday evening, like 6:30, get a high top, and order a couple appetizers, just hang out.
Yeah, that's what everybody is. And at Bobby's, actually, we're really become known for our burger there. It's called the Bobby's Burger. It's a 10-ounce special blend that's made by Allen Brothers for us. And it's topped with Gouda cheese and alfalfa sprouts and red onion tomato. It's like sort of like your classic burger, but it's kicked up a notch.
Is there anything on the menu that is not attributed to Bobby?
No, it's all attributed to Bobby. He likes it that way. You know, Bobby can have his name and lights and all that, but at the end of the day, the paychecks are still the same for me and him.
You told Wendy and I that no matter what restaurant you've worked at in your career, he has also worked there. That can't be a coincidence.
We've always worked together. We started out our restaurant career at a restaurant called On Stage on Cumberland and Lawrence many, many years ago, back in the 80s.
Yeah.
And from there, that place closed, so we moved to this place called Agostino's on Harlem Avenue.
Oh, I remember that.
That's actually where I learned how to cook.
Really?
So I was a busboy. Bobby was a waiter. And on my days off, I'd go work in the kitchen for free. And that's how I learned.
Just to learn
I just
and
loved to cook.
Like an internship, kind of.
I did that for a few years, So it was free labor for him, and I gained, you know, a lifetime of experience. And then from there, there was like 6 months stint where we worked separately. He worked at Nick's Fish Market, and I worked at Cafe La Cave.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got back together and worked for the Rosebud Group for about 5 years. And then we did it for everybody else long enough, and then we pooled our resources with my father, Sam, and me and Bobby, and we bought Cafe Lucci in Glenview.
Oh, nice.
And
good.
23 years later, now we have Bobby's in Deerfield, and we're actually building our third restaurant, Bobby's Lincoln Park. So we'll have the name like again on another building. So it's actually about a month from opening on Lincoln and Altgeld right next to the Apollo
But there's
Theater.
No bitterness. Congrats. You don't feel any bitterness.
Not at all. We live on the same block.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we are going to take a quick break, and all these menus sounded wonderful, but are they put on hold for this Lobster Fest that's going
no,
on, or you can
the,
still get
the
your
full
favorites?
Full menus available at the Lobster Fest. Just to, there's two lobster specials at Bobby's and two at Cafe Lucci, but the whole menu's still always available.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll find out about Lobster Fest, and then Augie Arifi, chef and owner of Cafe Lucci and Bobby's in Deerfield, has a $50 gift card for each of them for a lucky listener. Thank you for that. We appreciate it. All right. Quick break.
Break.
Then we'll come back and you get lobster, Bill.
If I have to, I will. The things I do for you kids.
It's Bill and Wendy, 720. That's weird.
Yeah.
That's your neighbor?
Yeah. Every guest we've ever had on the show is a neighbor of mine, Wendy.
That's good to know. What about Augie Arifi?
Yeah, he and I are neighbors. Yep.
You'd like to be, because
that'd
Lobster
be
Fest is going on. As we mentioned, the traditional menus over at Bobby's, 695 Deerfield in Deerfield, and Cafe Lucci, 609 Milwaukee in Glenview, will be available. But what do you have going on to celebrate this Lobster Week?
Well, Lobster Week at Cafe Lucci, we're doing a linguine lobster diavolo.
Mm.
That means the devil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're using all Maine lobster meat for this week to help support our Maine lobster fishermen, because they're being affected by the tariffs with China also.
Oh,
a lot
man.
Of people don't realize.
We don't.
Yeah. A good portion of the Maine lobsters were being exported to China, and now those are being exported from Canada instead of Maine. So sooner or later, they're going to start having a little bit of a glut of lobster meat. So eat Maine lobster as much as you can, folks.
What's going on in Maine and New Hampshire where the lobster just tastes better than anywhere else?
It's just the water. Cold waters, clean waters. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and they take a lot of pride in their lobster.
Yeah.
And it's a big part of their livelihood and who they are as people.
Yeah.
I've been to New Hampshire many times, and everything is lobster.
So good.
So it is absolutely so.
Lobster roll on the menu?
Lobster roll is at Bobby's Deerfield. We're going to have the lobster roll, and we're also going to do lobster Newburgh, which is a classic dish, been around for over 100 years, which actually started out as lobster Wenberg, and was brought into a restaurant in New York by a fisherman, or fishing guy anyway, and they named it after him. His name was Wenberg. And then he got into an argument with the owner, but the dish was so popular he couldn't take it off the menu, but he renamed it Newburgh instead of Wenberg.
Oh.
So we're going to be featuring that at Bobby's, so there's a little story behind it also.
All right. Now, I've already asked you this, and the last thing I want to do is offend you, because you've brought lobster. Why would I say anything to offend you?
I can take it, too. You know that, right?
I know you can. All right. Lobster rolls are my favorite food in
right.
the world, but sometimes people put things on them that I think detract from the lobster itself. Celery, for instance.
Correct.
I don't think celery should be on one, but you have it on there. How come it's on there? And you don't think it detracts at all?
I don't think it detracts. We just decided to make our lobster roll a little bit unique to us, our cooking style, and we tend to cook with a lot of root vegetables, and we decided to put that in there. I'm not a huge fan of celery either. Like, I can't eat raw celery like some people do, but I do like it in my food, but it has to be in small chunks, so we dice it really fine. And then just with everything else that we had, we made a tarragon aioli instead of just straight mayonnaise. And then we added carrots, and we added onion, and a little bit of cayenne pepper, a little bit of paprika, lemon juice. Mm-hmm. So we kicked it up just a little bit, just to give it sort of our own personal touch.
But if somebody, you already told me this,
right.
so I know, if somebody calls in advance and says,
Bill,
I want one without celery.
Yeah, we would need at least a day notice.
That's fine.
On that, you know.
And it will be more money because, you know, when you put the root vegetables in and other
right.
things, you're spreading the meat out a little bit.
Well, a little bit. I mean, our lobster roll is majority lobster meat.
Mm-hmm.
We use, to make one batch of lobster roll, we use 2 carrots, 2 sticks of celery, 1 onion, and 2 pounds of lobster.
So it's not overpowering.
Yeah, no, not at
just
all.
Just a little.
Just a
right.
little bit, just add a little flavor.
Right. And the difference between you and someone who is a chef
right.
is putting in different flavors and different items to kind of enhance the whole
correct.
Thing.
Correct.
I just say, because I've eaten it in places where you taste the celery
yes.
over the lobster, and that's the last thing anyone wants.
I agree, and that's why we made sure that we diced it real fine.
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
if you get a big chunk of celery, that's all you're going to taste the rest
yeah.
of the meal is just celery. No matter if you never have another piece again,
yep.
you're just so overpowering, that's all you're going to taste is celery the rest
yep.
of the way.
Absolutely.
All right. So Bobby's, 695 Deerfield Road in Deerfield. You're on Facebook at Bobby's Restaurants, bobbysdeerfield.com. You can just Google it.
Yeah, bobbysrestaurants.com, yeah.
And Cafe Lucci, 609 Milwaukee Avenue. Who's Lucci?
Lucci was just, it was when we bought it, it was named Lucci, and we maintained that. But yeah, and there's no relation to us.
That's not another brother who needs more.
No. Actually, my other brother does work at Lucci's. So.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, my nephews work with us, and my nieces, and we all work in the family.
The third one is coming soon, right?
Yes, Bobby's Lincoln Park is under construction now. It's at 2518 North Lincoln in the brand-new Elevate building, which mm-hmm. is right next door to the Apollo Theater.
Oh, perfect.
And that should be done, hopefully, knock wood, by the end of October.
Yeah.
And it should hopefully be opening, you know, sometime third to fourth week of
and the menu and the style of that will be reminiscent of the Bobby's that's in Deerfield.
It'll be, yes, it'll be an extension of the Bobby's in Deerfield, but, you know, the idea behind the Bobby's brand is to put them in neighborhoods and for the restaurant to take on the character and the taste of that neighborhood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's going to start out with a Bobby's Deerfield menu. This might be two-thirds from Bobby's Deerfield, and the rest then will be filled in with what the folks in Lincoln Park like to eat on a daily basis.
Oh, good.
And then we'll, you know, change the menu according to that.
Very smart.
Yeah.
All right. And again, you can go to bobbysdeerfield.com or cafelucci.com. Cafe Lucci is 609 Milwaukee Avenue in Glenview. How long is Lobster Fest going on so people can go partake?
For the rest of the week, till Saturday.
All right, through Saturday. And Augie Arifi, chef and owner of Cafe Lucci and Bobby's, has given us some gift cards to give away. You can't keep them.
Come on, Wendy.
Them to Steve Bertrand.
Come on.
So how many did you bring total here?
We brought $250 gift cards from each restaurant. So each winner, there'll be two winners. They'll get a $50 gift card from each restaurant.
How about that?
Very nice.
All right. Well, what number of callers, Bill, are we looking for?
So I'm looking for a total of two winners.
Callers.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. If you win, you will get a $50 gift card for Bobby's and a $50 gift card for Cafe Lucci. So what number callers?
I think caller 8 and caller 10 should be our winners.
8 and 10, Jasmine. 312-981-7200.
Caller 9 gets nothing.
You're mean. You're a
you
mean
should try
man.
Either a little bit harder or a little less, caller 9, because 8 and 10 are your winners. 9 gets nothing.
Augie, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Augie.
It.
Good
Thank
luck
you so
with
much.
Your future endeavors.
Thank you so much.
All right, coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio.